This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Campaign season for this fall's midterm elections is ramping up in Colorado's closely watched 8th Congressional District. Former and current state representatives Sharon Byrd and Manny Rudinell are two of the leading Democrats in the race. They made their case to voters at the Democratic Party's caucus in Westminster over last weekend. Local attorney Jerome De Herrera was there to support Byrd.
Based on her experience in the state legislature, her experience in Westminster City Council, I think it's important to have somebody who's represented and lived in our community for a long time, not a newer person.
Marine veteran Evan Munsing is also running. Colorado's 8th District is one of the most competitive congressional districts in the country. Drivers speeding through a construction zone in Interstate 25 north of Denver will soon get a ticket in the mail. CDOT installed automated speed cameras in January where crews are building new express lanes. Drivers have been getting warning notices, but that grace period ends April 2nd. After that, violations will carry a $75 fine, but they won't add points to your license. A Boulder artist will soon repair his trio of public art pieces that were recently damaged when a car crashed into them. The city of Durango bought Joshua Wiener's metal sculptures of bikers called Endurance in 2012. They contain 12,000 individual steel pieces. They're still installed in a roundabout near the Chapman Hill ski area, but the city says the sculptures will likely be removed in the next few weeks as the artist works with insurance to repair them. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.